Had to speak on it. This is PJ. It's kind of early in the morning. I got up and I was going to one of these things, and they have this video about this girl being slammed all over the place in the classroom. First of all, let me say this, before I even look into it, number one, it was wrong for the officer to handle the young teenager girl like that. But let's look into the deeper problem here. The deeper problem is our young people today do not respect authority or anyone that is in authoritative position to give them any kind of specific indirect or direct orders. Young black children do not respond to white people in authority when they give orders. And some of these children need to be trained by their parents. Excuse me, let me close this door. Wait. Mind me. All right. Let me close this door. If we do not train or teach our children that they are not entitled to do whatever the Hades they want to do because they want to do it, that they are not going to get their way because they are not getting their way. Well, that is not the way life is done. Okay? The only thing that I can say is I feel sorry for the girl for being slammed around by a cop like that, and that cop should be fired, because that's not the way you handle a situation of that degree. That's not the way you handle it. That's not the way you handle any kind of thing like that with the child. But at the same time, the child should be taught to, when somebody tells you something, like the teacher in the classroom was standing there, the other students were sitting there like they had some sense, what made her so different? So what she got, no, she didn't deserve that kind of slamming, but she deserved some kind of corporal punishment. Now, this does not change in our society if we don't come around to the point where we are obligated to someone, then this kind of mess is going to start some tension in this country that will just be blown over the top, especially the CNN report with Don Lemon arguing with a black woman about the situation. That is the most rhetorical, stupidest broadcasting that I've ever seen in my life, with Wolf Blitzer in the background calling the shots. Listen, if you people can't see somebody building up something to start a war amongst us, you are blind, deaf, dumb, and stupid. This is the kind of world that we're living in today. When you erase God, you totally erased him now. He's out of the schools. The churches are all bummed out. There's no God there. There's no morality anywhere. And everybody thinks they can just do whatever the Hades they want to do anytime they want to do it, and you're supposed to jump to them. This is the most ridiculous fervency that I have ever seen or heard of in my entire life. That is not the way you get things done. There's going to be a revolution in this country. And the revolution is going to come about, and I'm going to give you the theme and the thesis of it. Okay, you've X'd out God. He's gone. So since God is gone, there is no father authority. You know, my heavenly father. Well, you're not my heavenly father, so you sure enough not my earthly father. And I'm not going to let the father of Uncle Sam or nobody in authority tell me what to do. Now, what you have there is chaos. Because in a society where there's ethics and laws, there is no chaos, because the ethics and the laws of those ethics sustain and hold back the chaos. We are on the verge of self-destruction because we have thrown God out. My next webcast will be exactly how that took place. I'm going to put scripture together and show you. I know most of you don't want to read that. I don't give a darn. I think that our entire society has gone brain dead. They're reactionary. Everybody is responding in a reactive way. I'm not a reactionary, nor am I a pragmatist. You know what I am? I'm a realist. If we keep going at this rate, we're going to wish that we had never taken this path. Now, that girl needs to be suspended from the school, and I know what they're going to do. They're going to probably have her on these liberal news fronts and try to make her a hero to give her side of the story. When given instruction to do something, most people that are decent and civilized and want to advance in a society follows orders. Somebody's got to give them, somebody got to take them. I can only imagine what her parents allow her to do. And this again is why I say any young man that's trying to better his life, better himself, please don't marry nobody like that. Don't, because you think you will be able to speak intelligently with someone to get a response. That's the kind of behavior reaction that you will get from. And I must say this, most black women in this country, you can get mad at me all you want to and get your jaws tight. That's just the way it is. And it's happening to a lot of white women too. Not Hispanics, because they follow a lot of tradition. They still have tradition in their culture. But when you've thrown God out, and this is what we're left with. So you guys just look for more and more of this kind of insanity as we come near the end of our institutions here. This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio, hoping that you have a wonderful day on this 27th day of October. God bless.